This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code, the only kind of holster I run, primarily because it won't break, because it will conceal, because I can carry it outside the waistband, or I can go inside the waistband. I can take the same outside the waistband holster and hook it up to a drop leg. I can hook it up to my vest. I can hook it up to the underdash of my car. Modularity personified with a lifetime warranty. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. It's been a while. He's been away hunting elk, but you've probably heard this before.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Joining us again as we once again explore the world according to Second Call Defense is Sean Maloney. Sean, you went to hunt Bambi. Where you were hunting Bambi? What were you doing?
I was hunting elk in Colorado.
Okay. That's
the last time I was there. I was working for the recalls and they had an opportunity to visit a childhood friend who just retired from the Division of Wildlife. Got us a cabin. I haven't been on a horse in 30 years and had to pack back to the cabin 5 miles horseback. So it was a great trip, and you learn to deal with the altitude. And, you know, speaking on the Second Call Defense side, had some wonderful conversations with the retired law enforcement and active duty law enforcement and game officials who carry a firearm as part of their daily lives. And I talked to quite a few of them, and most all of them signed up for Second Call Defense. And we have something special that's going to happen in Colorado with their retired law enforcement as soon as they get back together again with Second Call Defense. And I always point this out because these people are concerned about what happens to them should they have to be forced to use a firearm in self-defense. And we need to consider that. And that's the thing, as law-abiding citizens, we start off behind the curveball as it is. And so we have to make sure we're protected. And, you know, and I heard you talking about holstering and reholstering, and you're so right. When you holster and reholster and deholster a gun, that is statistically speaking when most of the negligent discharges occur, and it's all from that trigger finger. And actually, about a year and a half ago, I had 3 phone calls from Second Call Defense members in about 2.5 weeks. They had cleaned their guns, and they had their finger on the trigger, and they were putting them away, and each one negligently discharged. Each one left their house and went into the neighbor's house, on all 3 occasions. And we provide that kind of coverage if there's a negligent discharge. One was in California, 2 happened to be in Ohio, and we all took care of, Second Call Defense took care of all 3 of those incidences. But folks, just remember, no matter how long we handle a gun, no matter how long we're used to carrying a firearm, and sometimes I'm worried that the more used we get to things, the more careless we get, but that trigger finger, always, always, always you need to know where that is. And Bill can tell you that.
You know, famed police officer out of New York, Jim Cirillo, he wrote in his book, and he was involved in 19 law enforcement gunfights. He said, if you handle guns enough, you're going to have negligent discharges. And, you know, I guess that's probably true. Although I think, where the, you know, I think a lot of people train to index their finger on the slide, and when they're trying to, they don't consciously take it off as they stick it in the holster, and then that mashes your finger. The only place for it to go is the trigger guard.
Exactly.
And then you have an ND that's running down the outside sweep of your thigh.
Exactly. And one thing that I always point out to people, you know, there's nothing magic about reholstering. I know you want to look cool and you want to be able to reholster without looking because, you know, that's the thing to do. But you know what? If you're reholstering for the all intents and purposes, it's over right now. So take a good look. Make sure you take your time and make sure you get that back in the holster safely. I mean, you know, I've been to a lot of tactical training and self-defense classes and where, you know, everybody tries to show off with their ability to reholster without looking. I wanted to also mention that the negligent discharges that I read about and that you read about from the pistol instructors and from the cop that comes by or someone that comes in to show them, what are they doing? Oh, they're reholstering. They're just showing everybody how great they are from a holster. That's when it's the most dangerous. Let's pay attention, and maybe we don't ever have to experience that negligent discharge.
Yeah, I don't know where that reholstering without looking. I've always thought that came from everybody watching You Only Live Twice. Remember in that part of the James Bond film where the guy's putting his samurai sword back and he don't look?
Yeah.
And he's just that fast. I mean, he's like Musashi sticking it back in there, and he's not looking. And I'm sure everybody went, wow.
Yeah.
I look.
Well, and so do I. Unfortunately, life doesn't get retakes. We don't get to do it over and over again to get it right. So just all we have to do is pay attention.
When I'm setting up for the day, when I'm getting ready to go out into the world and I'm putting my gun in the holster, I don't even have my gun in a grip that resembles anything like shooting. I wrap my hand around the top of the slide and underneath the tang and cover the top sight and stick it in that way.
Can't think of a safer way to do it. And, you know, and everybody out there listening, we all do it a certain way, and we all have our certain mantra. When I pick mine up after I'm dressed, the first thing I do is I always check to make sure there's one in the chamber. I do it all the time. It's just something that I do. And I, too, am very conscious of where that finger is, and I look it in. I look it right into the holster. And it's the only way to do it. You know, and it seems like it's fundamental, but that's how negligence happens. It's something that we do over and over again, so much so that we don't think about it. And it's always been my biggest concern with concealed carry holders and my friends. We carry for so much it becomes second nature. And sometimes we get lazy, and sometimes we don't pay attention. And by us having this conversation, it's going to save somebody. And we always have to remember, again, you know where your trigger finger is. Remember when the Glocks first started coming out, and then Smith & Wesson, people started having firearms that didn't have safeties, and, oh, my God, the world was coming to an end? That negligent discharge haven't went up because your biggest safety is your brain and your trigger finger.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad you said that you brass check, too. I brass check because in the one negligent discharge I have had, I did not check to see if the gun was loaded at the time, which was why I pulled the trigger because I thought it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And that has been that. If nothing else came from that, if I lay a gun down that I know is loaded, when I pick it back up, I'm brass checking it. Even if it's right here in front of me and nobody else is in the room, I'm brass checking it just to be sure, just because I don't ever want to lose that habit.
You know,
you never want to lose that habit.
No, you can't. And it's something I say as an instructor all the time. I have friends that think that they're so quick that they can carry on an empty chamber because in their mind, in their view, it's safer. Well, it's not. And also I try to tell them that when you pull the gun in self-defense, you're not going to have time to rack one into the chamber, nor are you going to remember to do it. And I say the safest way to carry is always with a loaded chamber, always, 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 because then your brain always knows the gun's loaded. If I sometimes have it loaded and I sometimes don't have it loaded, I never really know for sure what condition that gun is in. And I represented a gentleman who got home from work who was an animal control officer.
Hang on for me. We're going to go to the first break. My guest back from elk hunting is Sean Maloney of Second Call Defense. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Come and take it.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. G-Code is a forward-looking innovator. They look at no one else in their in the space they occupy, which is holsters and Kydex and various means to carry this, that, and the other. They lead from the front at a price point that is quite comparable to everybody else out there, except they are the choice throughout the world for the tactical operators out there, and you can take this tactical high-speed kit and apply it to your daily carry. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Rejoined by Sean Maloney, who just got... You didn't say anything about if you got an elk.
No, and I didn't do that purposely. I did not. I had a cow tag because my house isn't such that... Well, I'll tell you the truth. My wife will not let me put another head in the living room.
Right.
So there was no sense in me bringing antlers home. And we saw a bull and during the season in the area we were at, but we never saw a cow. Unusually warm, which is usually it's a blizzard. The last 2 years, the first season of elk season in Colorado has been a blizzard. This year we're in the 80s. So it was kind of tough going. But I just still had a great time talking to the Colorado people. And they haven't forgotten what happened to their firearms rights. They're still fighting tooth and claw to get everything back. But it's going to take some time, and they realize that. And they know now that you have to always, always, always remain vigilant. It's so important.
Is the argument still ongoing between the Rocky Mountain Gun Owners Association, whatever they call themselves?
Right.
Between
right.
Dudley and Dudley everybody Moore. Else? Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Dudley Moore, folks, for those of you who have not got a fundraising letter, the money goes in his pocket, basically. But he has basically put a roadblock up. He stopped everything because everything that's going forward that seems to be good, you know, he starts his games. And unfortunately, they're frozen now in time, waiting for the right thing to happen, and that's something, unfortunately, that is going to take some time to get done. But none of them have forgotten, and they point out that just because you don't hear about the fight doesn't mean that the fight's still going on.
Let me ask you a question about NAGR, which is another mm-hmm. deadly thing. Now, NAGR, when we were trying to unseat Lindsey Graham here in South Carolina. NAGR looked at all of the guys that wanted to primary him and didn't endorse anyone. They endorsed all of them. And when I say they, I mean Dudley. They sent the endorsement for all of them. So nobody gets to stand out from the pack. And I know that Rand Paul has some deep-seated NAGR support, and that he supports them as well. Do you think that has hurt Rand Paul? Because Rand Paul has been somewhat of a non-entity, mm-hmm. even though he's declared.
I think it has. The first time I realized that he had some relationship with Nagger was when I saw a campaign photo of him wearing a jacket. And I wanted to reach out to him and say, wait a minute, do you know what's going on? And then a week later I received a fundraising letter from him on behalf of Nagger, and then I realized what was going on. So unfortunately, you know, we just have to make sure that that our money's going to the people that are doing the right thing and have results. And love or hate whatever group you're dealing with, just make sure that they're fighting for everything you do. And I feel bad every time I go to Colorado because I realize that the government that was sworn to protect them actually hurt them and took their rights away, and they're fighting to get them back. And along those same lines, my buddy Tim Knight, he's probably in the ear right now on the way to Arizona. He's going to go to a NRA ILA, Institute for Legislative Action, a fundraiser in Arizona. And I was supposed to be on the plane with him, but I have a couple things. We have NRA University is going to be at Miami University of Ohio tonight, and I'm going to speak there. And then also Sheriff Rick Jones is having a little get-together at 5:30 today. And for those of you and other places besides Ohio that don't know of Sheriff Jones, what a patriot and what a man he is. Going back 5 or 6 years ago, he was the first sheriff that actually sent INS a bill. He got sick and tired of having his jails full of illegal aliens, and he wasn't allowed to arrest them. He wasn't allowed to deport them. And so when he started billing the INS, they finally trained his officers actually to be INS-type agents so they can make arrests now and start the deportation process. So he's a true hero and just a great guy. And so I'm doing that tonight. But I miss my buddy Tim, but we are going to get together. He flies to Richmond, Virginia. I jump in a car 3 a.m. Sunday morning, and I drive to Richmond. And then for about a week, we're going to work for National Rifle Association pro-gun candidates that need our help. I always try to point out to people, and we always have to think about this, our constitutional rights are borderless. We can't stop fighting for our neighbor's rights because they're in another state, another county, or another jurisdiction, because what happened in Colorado is going to happen in Ohio, and Bloomberg is regularly rolling his bus into Ohio, South Carolina, North Carolina, California. We can't give up. And, you know, and as we think about it, Bill, we can't, I saw a veteran, a young man yesterday, and he was on crutches. And I started thinking, what would we demand from our White House? I mean, we've got America's mothers and fathers that are sacrificing their sons and daughters for protection, really for you and I and all your listeners from terrorists, both foreign and domestic. And then I started thinking, our sons and daughters who have sacrificed their lives and their limbs deserve a president who are going to embrace the sacrifice that they're making on our behalf and not run from it. We have a White House that won't even mention the name of the people trying to kill us. Who are we to demand anything less? So who will be our president to serve those that sacrifice for you and I? That's the important question. That, my friends, is totally up to us. And we never can forget that elections have consequences, and they will control the rest of our lives. And, Bill, I think you and I talked about this in the past. What happens when we replace two Supreme Court justices this term?
Yeah. What I want to do, we're coming up on the next break. I got two states I want to touch on with you, and I want you to put on your NRA board member hat for this one, because there's a bunch of people on both coasts a buzz about some recent developments. SecondCallDefense.org, you can find them there. Now, Shane sent me a text saying somebody had actually used the promo code, which is good. I like that. Everybody listening to me should be buying this, should be buying into this. I spend more money on the weekend at Starbucks than I do for my legal self-defense per month. In one weekend, I spend that much money at Starbucks. And here's the thing about what they provide. They provide the intangibles. They're getting you out of jail. While you're in them, and that's where your legal defense begins. Getting out of jail is a really good thing. You don't like being in, nobody likes being in jail. Law-abiding people don't. The other thing is that they provide for you somebody to talk to. Because if you shoot somebody, believe me, you're going to want to talk to somebody. Unlike any other service out there, and they are right there at the point of beginning, from beginning to end, secondcalldefense.org. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at GeorgiaOptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or closed, no matter where on the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Whether it's a Travis Haley collaboration like the VC3 line or the reimagination of what Kydex can be with the Scorpion line, or then the absolute tilted genius of taking the Kydex from the Scorpion line and incorporating that with tactical nylon to make the Contact series, G-Code looks ahead and creates the market. They create the product line that nobody else is making. The Contact series is absolute lethal art. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest, of course, he wears a suit and tie and everything else, but he trains to do things, and he fights on many, many fronts for gun rights, many, many rights. And now we're going to put him in his NRA board member hat. Joining me again from Second Call Defense is Sean Maloney. Sean, I'm sure you've looked at a lot of people very up in arms about Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom as he attempts to become the next gov of California, bringing all of these little things that have already been defeated once in a separate, you know, they've been defeated as components. Now he's going to try to make this omnibus bill. And a lot of people are very, very upset about this, and a lot of organizations are trying to band together and get all hands on deck.
You know, it's important that to all of us, when things like this approach, we only have one chance to make a difference. We only have one chance to stop something. And maybe we're going to stop it over and over and over again, but to live with the consequences of inaction and to live with the consequences of what we know the known evils to be is something that we just can't afford. And I say that on a couple of different levels. I want us to think about Hillary Clinton right now. You know, throughout the course of presidential campaigns, presidential elections, probably congressional, unless you're in an anti-gun district, you kind of were quiet on the gun issue. You
right.
kind of left that alone. You know, Bill Clinton, her husband, you know, he attributed to us, Second Amendment advocates, for the defeat of Al Gore. But now you have Hillary Clinton openly saying, you know what, we should embrace Australia's gun confiscation. And first they tried to call it a gun buyback program. Sure,
right.
they gave you $100 for your gun, but if you wouldn't give it to them, they took it. It was confiscation. So we have one chance to stop her. We have one chance to stop these people who are blatantly are going to violate our constitutional rights. And, you know, they're not making it a secret. We know what these people are all about. We know the people that we need to support, and we know the people that we need to stop. And I always tell people, we're looking at 300 million households probably in America with guns. We can control every election. We can control our own destiny. You know, let's not end up like the gun-free England, which is ridiculous, like you said, you know, where the guns coming from. And then, you know, what I'm really afraid about right now is our neighbors in Canada. My God, you know, how do we end up with that as someone running that country? And that's going to have some wide-ranging impacts on us also. But you're right, with what's going on in California, and, you know, they're coming at us again, we have to act. And
yeah.
certainly the resources are there. And, you know, it's easy to get involved. Pick somebody you like. Pick somebody that thinks like you, that acts like you. Pick somebody that you wouldn't mind having over to your house for dinner. You know, that's how my dad used to make a decision on whether he really liked somebody or not. If he'd have you sit down at the dinner table. Well, if that's your candidate, then do whatever you can to support him. But it takes all of us. It can't take a $35 membership to Buckeye Firearms, the National Rifle Association, or the Californians for Gun Rights. It can't take just that donation and say, I did my part. We have to go as far as we possibly can. And I always tell people, you know, as somebody that seeks out volunteers like I do, I've been an election volunteer coordinator for the NRA for years. You know, everybody who volunteers 1 minute of their time to my cause, I owe them everything. And it's important that we realize that they owe us nothing. And so, and to treat our volunteers like the resource that they are, because nobody has to do it for us. And it's important that we get involved, we dig our heels in, and we can control the outcome of every election. All we have to do is start talking to our friends. When we're at a dinner party, when we're eating lunch in the lunchroom, when there's a break and you're retooling your machine at the shop, start talking, because who am I going to listen to? Am I going to listen to Bill? And what he's telling me, or am I going to listen to a 30-second lie on TV?
You know, you're talking about Hillary Clinton. Did you hear her explanation for the gun show loophole? I mean, this is what I believe about Hillary, because I saw her spokeshole, Jennifer Palmieri, the other day on TV. Well, I actually saw her on the internet because I don't watch TV, but I saw them trying to walk back the thing about the confiscation part of the Australian gun thing. I don't think Hillary knows what she's talking about. I think she's flying by the seat of her pantsuit. She said that the gun show loophole was something that was engineered in to gun shows when they put the Brady bill in place, to where you didn't have to go through a background check at a gun show. Which, that there was never any language like that. Nobody ever said that. That's something that has resulted as a part of, you know, private collectors getting out there and saying, well, you know, I've got 500 guns. I don't need but 100. I can go to the gun show and sell the other 400 and make some money off of them. All I got to do is buy a table. And then they can buy a table, and then they don't have to go through the FFL, because didn't they sweep all of the kitchen table FFLs out of the way when the Brady law went into effect?
And that's what they did. They put a lot of pressure. And, you know, I don't often defend Hillary, but, you know, she's not stupid. She's just ignorant.
Yeah.
Because, and they all are, because they don't, you know, and she probably truly believes that. And I like the pantsuit comment. She is probably flying by the seat of her pantsuit. She doesn't understand that background checks are mandated The next checks are mandated, and all the loophole is you and I selling. I have this gun. I throw it on my shoulder and say, "Hey, I have a gun. I have a gun for sale as a law-abiding, non-felon citizen of the United States of America, and I'm a capitalist, and I want to sell my firearm. If I want to sell, if I want to give my past firearms down to my children, I don't need a background check." That's all the gun show loophole is. If we're going to sell guns in a regular course of business, like 99% of the people at a gun show do, there has to be a background check. Background checks happen every day. The people that set tables up on a regular basis, they do it for business, so they have to abide by the NICS check policies and things that are in place. But you're right. I don't think she does know what she talks about. And if you press any anti-gunner out there or people that are against our civil and constitutional rights about things like this, they truly don't understand it. They've been listening to their own lying mantra for so long that they really don't understand what the gun show loophole is. And I truly believe your statement that they don't understand. They truly believe that a gun show is a loophole in the fabric of laws in America that says, hey, it's a free-for-all. Bring your guns down here and we'll sell them to everybody. And nobody has to know who you are.
That's why I think anti-gun advocates are minor birds. They're just repeating sounds. They're not even like parrots.
They don't take the chance to the opportunity to understand the issue, because guess what's going to happen? They're going to realize how wrong they are, because statistically speaking, the greatest thing that happened in America in recent history with our firearms is everybody can carry concealed now in every state. Sometimes it's more difficult, but now we have statistics on those evil concealed carry holders, and we find out they're the safest, most law-abiding segment of society. More guns equals less crime. Everything on and on and on, they lose. They don't have any arguments, and I wrote an op-ed on this. And what it is they have to lie, and they have to get emotional because the facts aren't on their side. And so it's the minor bird. Yep. They don't have any other thing to fall back on, so they got to make up their stories. So you're
all right.
Still right.
Last time this hour, we'll be right back. My guest from Second Call Defense is Sean Maloney. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
Mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hard-working men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. G-Code, I don't talk very much about their knives and their belts and everything else because their primary product line is just so head and shoulders above everything else out there. The standard OSH paddle holster, which is the one I carry everywhere with every gun, is completely, as far as I can tell, indestructible. I've only seen one go bad, and that's because it was covered up in petroleum, and that caused a chemical breakdown, but that. Having said all of that, I mean, with a lifetime warranty in place, there's just no, it's a win-win situation. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from secondcalldefense.org is Sean Maloney. And one more time, if everybody is listening to me, the promo code is Lock and Load. Lock and Load. And Sean, whatever month you sign up for is going to be your first month. Now, I've done an unboxing, or if you will, of when my Second Call Defense package came. And if we next week, if we need to, can we go through all the levels and what they give on all of this stuff, Sean?
Oh, absolutely. And I think what we'll do, we're about to unveil a brand new website that's going to be so user friendly and it's going to be so specific to our members that it's going to offer things that they just can't get anywhere else. And we're also going to have a slight change in levels based upon what our members want. So, you know what? I'll use next week's show to unveil that. Nobody else knows about it. We haven't let anybody know about it. And that's what we'll use it for. And I just want to point out that, that was great so you could unveil what we have in it because we're true to form. We get it out as soon as we can. Use the promo code Lock and Load, folks, and your first month is free. Now, I can't buy you insurance, but I'm going to send you a check back for what you spent on that first month. So along with your membership card, along with your paper on how to handle the 911 call, along with everything that Bill unveiled in his envelope, you're going to have a check from us that's going to pay for your first month. That way, that money's back in your checking account. I believe in it this much. I don't think there's anything out there that comes close to what we offer, and certainly It wasn't started, and it's not continuing to be operated by people that are more bigger Second Amendment advocates than we are. We believe in it. We created it. I, as an attorney, created it. What do I want to see my clients have? And most importantly, what do I want to have if I'm ever forced to pull the trigger? You know, I've been a criminal defense attorney for going on 24 years now, folks, and I worry about it. And if I worry about it, you should. So you need protection somehow.
You know, I never realized how relieved I would be when I got the card.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah, when I got the card, and one of the things with the membership card, on the membership card is a little short script to help you out with when you're talking to the cops. But, I mean, you call the cops, then you call second call defense, and they calm you down and get you ready for when the cops get there, because then they're going to be talking to you. And, you know, it's an outstanding service. Everybody should be a member. Join me in the full protective feel that I get out of this. Now, once again, referring to your NRA board member self, I look at the United States today, and it's fractured in a way, but we have two setups of the United States. We have the anti-gun United States, and then we have the pro-liberty states that, you know, pretty, you know, right to work, that kind of thing. And they're blossoming and prospering and everything else. Recently, I guess the big determiner on who is and isn't pro-liberty is not so much the politicians, but the judges that back them up, as we saw with the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, where they upheld everything in the SAFE Act except for the arbitrary round limit.
And that's what we have to realize. It's coming at us from a lot of different areas, and the anti-gun, anti-civil rights people have a lot of different avenues to attack us by. And one thing that my biggest concern, and maybe it's because I'm an attorney and I spent many, many hours reading Supreme Court opinions, is that I understand that when we get the right or the wrong Supreme Court justice in there in the United States Supreme Court, that's generations upon generations of changes that they can affect and enact. They can undo everything that we have done with one opinion. And so when you tell me that it doesn't matter and you don't have any control and whoever's in the White House doesn't really matter because Congress doesn't do anything anyhow, garbage. Because if you get one more of the wrong Supreme Court justice in there, we are, let me put it in an artful way, we're screwed.
Yeah.
And that we can't ever forget that. And folks, don't beat your head against a wall, and please don't feel like you're powerless or you're helpless, because we're not. We're Americans. We're still citizens of the greatest country on this planet, and we can still take control, and we can pilot this ship the way it should be done.
This is what attracted me to Sean in the first place, was his capability to articulate his thoughts.
You know what? And I'm not afraid to tell the whole world who our enemy is, that the Muslim extremists want us dead. I'm not afraid to say that. And I'm not afraid to say that more guns equals less crime, and who's going to be there to protect ourselves and each other. You know, I want to go out to dinner with Bill Frady. I want to go out to dinner with his friends, because I know someone's got my back.
Yeah, if you go out to dinner with me and my friends, you're going out to dinner with a fire team. Anyway, you know, in the visual that you create there, we're actually sort of encircled very, very vocal minority, aren't we? I mean, I don't remember who it is, and I see what they're doing now. They've got all these polls coming out. Gallup just came out with a poll saying that everybody wants more gun control. And at the same time, another poll came out saying, wow, across the board, everybody loves guns. The Hispanics like guns. And, you know, I don't know if you caught this while you were elk hunting or not, but, you know, they just admitted to – Barack Obama just admitted to a behavioral nudge program, where they've been trying to see how this would work as far as policy is concerned. I've been looking at these polls in the mainstream media. We've been getting nudged for a long time.
Exactly. They're creating, the lamestream media creates whatever they want to do to further their interest. And you have to think about this. You know what? When was the last time any of us were polled, number one? Number two, and a lot of the, I love the polls when someone calls and asks me if I have any firearms and how many. Well, No, I don't. I was thinking of getting one. Why would anybody admit to that with our government today? But polls are created to, again, try to nudge us. You said that perfectly. Polls have been created to lead us down a path. And chances are that if you're thinking about it, somebody else is too. I thought early on in the Obama administration, I thought I was going insane because I saw what was happening, and I'm thinking, why isn't anybody screaming about this? Why isn't anybody saying something about this? And I went through a period of weeks when nobody was saying anything. Well, you know what? All I had to do was start talking, and everybody else started talking along with me. And that brings another point. We can't shut up, because if I work with you, if I carpool with you, if I stand and watch T-ball with you, I want to know what you're thinking, and I'm gonna believe more so what you're thinking than anybody else. And again, when these polls come out to try to nudge us in one direction or another, you can't trust anything you're hearing anymore. You know, I think probably the internet was handed to us by God, not by Al Gore, because but the Almighty realized that there would become a point in time very shortly where you couldn't rely on the First Amendment protected mouthpieces from the newspapers and the TVs and the radio. And so they created the internet so you and I could communicate the truth with each other.
There you go. Yeah, the dissemination of information thing, that's a big problem with them. And I quite enjoy it. Thanks, Al Gore. I'll thank Al Gore. That's the thing about the liberals that I've found. They put all of this stuff in place, and they don't look forward far enough to see the harvest they're going to reap. So whenever they do that, I'm sort of enjoying the fact that they're unmasking and coming out saying, well, of course, we want Australian-type solutions. We know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
And we know what you're saying. And now the question gets to be, and we're going to run out of time before you get to answer this. But, I mean, I know, I don't know definitively, I know how many constitutional sheriffs there are out there as an example. So I know those sheriff departments are not going to take part in a gun confiscation program. I know that if everybody in uniform, military and law enforcement, were to take part in gun confiscation, which they're not, they don't have enough people to do it.
No, and that's they don't. And you know,
we've just run out of time. I knew you didn't have time to answer that. We need to just do a two-hour show next week.
We need to. You know what? I'll set it up. I'll give you all the time you need, and I'm just going to fire out some op-eds, and I'm going to get stuff online. I'm going to answer your questions somewhere. For look for me. SecondCallDefense.org, lock and load. And, folks, I have never not taken a phone call. You have any questions, you call me. You don't know how to get a hold of me, you get a hold of Bill, and he'll get a hold of me, and we'll talk.
What he said. We're tomorrow.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
The legendary Dr. Joe Wallach, heard on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Benny Hinn, and so many more, is on his 90 for Life tour, and you can see him live and in person Monday, October 26, 6:30 p.m. at the Unity Village, 1901 Northwest Blue Parkway, Unity Village, Missouri. Don't miss this incredible event. Call 615-389-7733 to reserve your seats today. That's 615-389-7733.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.